Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Sam Lashley. Sam, looks like we've got a windy day coming up, but first we're going to have unseasonably warm temperatures. Let's begin there.
Yeah, so we're looking at high temperatures today, 60 to 65 degrees, and here around the Indy metro area, probably low 60s, but the record for this time of year is actually right at 65 degrees.
So are we going to eclipse that, or are we going to be right around it?
We're just going to be right around that. Areas farther south and southwest of Indianapolis, down towards Vincennes, Terre Haute, they will be closer to 65 degrees.
Okay, and then when do things change with the high wind gusts?
Well, we're going to see winds increase this afternoon with gusts 20 to 25, maybe up to 30 miles per hour. But the stronger winds we're expecting after 7 p.m. tonight, especially north and west of the Indy metro area where a wind advisory is in effect. And winds probably will gust between 40 and 46 miles per hour for a period this evening.
And how is that trend going to continue maybe throughout other parts of the state?
Further south and east, winds will still be strong, but not quite to advisory criteria. We could still see wind gusts of 30 to 35 miles per hour this evening as well.
All right. And any other chances of rain or sleet or anything like that?
Well, no wintry precipitation in the near future, but rain showers will probably move back into the central part of the state late this evening and overnight and into Thursday. But heavier rain is on the horizon for Friday night into Saturday, especially for areas south of Indianapolis where 1 to 2 inches of rain are possible.
All right. Any severe chances with that rain that's supposed to move through?
No, at this time it doesn't look like anything severe. There might be a little bit of thunder, but it's probably just going to be a moderate downpour through those time periods.
And any other threats that we need to watch out for besides that?
Really no threats, especially for mid-December. It's pretty quiet out there. We will see temperatures start to fall behind that cold front on Thursday. And just back towards more seasonable temperatures, really. And even next week, we could see temperatures back a little above normal into the middle 40s.
How are the high wind gusts, how long are those wind gusts, like in the 45-mile-an-hour range that you mentioned, how long are those supposed to continue?
Those will be through probably 2, 3 in the morning. The advisory does go until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, but most of those gusts will probably be ending shortly after midnight.
Okay. And is that pretty much the same trend throughout the rest of the state as well?
The wind gusts will hold on a little longer once you get north of, say, a Lafayette to Kokomo line, northern Indiana. They may hold on until closer to daybreak up there.
Okay. That's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
This is a great time for people to be prepared for winter weather for when we finally do see that come in, maybe late this month or into January. So don't take these mild temperatures for granted. Be ready for winter when it does arrive.
Yeah, or use this as an opportunity for preparation.
Absolutely.
He is Sam Lashley with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Sam, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.